and we wasn't able to get any off-road dump trucks, so we ended up having to hire two road trucks to haul on site, just because the availability of the equipment is so it's hard.
Yeah.
Right now, there's it's few and far between being able to get the equipment that you actually need.
So Luke, how big is your crew that you operate?
Right now, including me, three people.
Three guys.
I've had to let some people go, some people left, but yeah, ideally, I like to have on a grading job 4 to 5 guys, at least a tracker operator, dozer operator. If we're in the middle of the mass production phase of it, 2 truck drivers, and then I'll run the roller or whatever just needs to be done. But right now, like, we're in the finishing phase of this job that we're on. We're getting our subgrade ready to put stone down on a big parking lot. But I mean, we're chugging along great. I got a great dozer operator helping me right now. I'm actually trying to recruit him to come over and work for me full time. To be able to eventually step up and run a crew of his own to where I can start building up another crew. And then eventually move up from there.
Oh, well, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
Something caught me off guard is you're already dealing with retention.
Oh, yeah.
Guys wanting to bolt
for
something else, and we're 5 months into starting this new company.
Yeah.
Tell you a little bit about the current environment that we're working in here in construction.
Yeah, and it's a task to get to get good workers. Like one of the guys that quit, he had some health issues, and that was his reason for leaving. The last guy I had quit was because it was too hot and he couldn't breathe running an open cab roller, so I mean there's those types of issues too.
And this is someone who's been in this line of work?
He claimed he had. He had only been there for 3 days.
Okay.
I got you.
Yeah, there's, you have those issues as well.
Yeah.
But I originally started off with just 3 guys helping me. And we wasn't able to get any off-road dump trucks, so we ended up having to hire 2 road trucks to haul on site. Just because the availability of equipment is so it's hard.
Yeah.
Right now, there's it's few and far between being able to get the equipment that you actually need.
Just for the rentals?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we got very lucky actually. We've had a bigger size dozer, like I said, the D65 Komatsu, and so now we're at the phase of the job where we need a smaller finish dozer, and. Like I said, we got really lucky. They found one and actually had to send it in from Indiana.
Wow.
And they was able to get it to us today, finally. But, yeah. And rollers. Like, you would think rollers would be not that big of a deal, but it took them a while to find a roller for us, too.
You think that's just because of so much business going on around the Nashville area right now?
Absolutely, yeah. It's just so busy around Middle Tennessee that the availability for it is ridiculous.
Yeah. Well, I guess you guys are the first to site on some new development, right? So.
Yeah.
So.
So you do the clearing, then you do the dirt work.
We'll start off with clearing trees, stripping topsoil, from the ground up, very first phase.
Yeah.
To the very end. We actually had a bunch of excess material on the job that we're on right now that got pushed off and just filled a hollow ravine in from the last phase, and so we had to deal with that. So we're having to haul a bunch off site now.
Did you have to dig it out of that?
Yeah, we had to get it out of the way. That way we get something down to something where we could actually build on. Mm-hmm. That would be structural.
No, you said material. Are we talking scrap? Or are we talking about materials that could have been...
No, that's a material about trees like dirt. And stuff.
Like plant trees. Okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah, you know, so we have...
I was like, wait a minute, who the hell's pushing pipe off?
Yeah. Right?
No wonder you got rid of those guys.
It wouldn't have been a surprise if, you know, if we hadn't dug some of that up. There was, you know, ash, old tree stumps, and logs and stuff that hadn't been burned up. Yeah. And yeah, old red dirt that they couldn't use on the other site or on the other phase. Mm-hmm. That we we're having to get rid of, you know, different ways. But I think we ended up with a total of like 450 loads of topsoil, and we'll probably only need about 100 on the site that we're on right now after we're all said and done. So
you planning on keeping that somewhere else?
It's actually for sale.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, so anybody interested in buying new topsoil, give me a call.
Yeah. Now you, do you guys do any sewer work, drainage work, anything like that as well, or are you just...
So as far as underground utilities, not really. We mainly focus on just the grading part. Like, we do have to lay like a little bit of sanitary storm, which is just, you know, drain pipe. We got to put in like a catch basin in the middle of a ditch that goes underneath the road coming over to this new phase.
I got you.
With a head wall on the end of it. And then there's a retention pond. We got to set a head wall with a pipe leaving it.
Okay.
And that's about it. I think there's a little bit of electric. But as far as anything, like any kind of sewage or, you know, anything like that, I typically try to stay away from that. Like sewage, water, or anything.
Yeah.
Any kind of pressurized.
Yeah,
storm or any kind of pressurized line.
Yeah, well, I can't blame you, because my next question was going to be, have you faced any of these material shortages and things like that? But it's maybe not.
Not yet. Just for the little bit that we have encountered, and even in future phases, when we do come upon, you know, like you said, sewer or water, I'll get a subcontractor that can deal with that headache.
I got you. Yeah.
I'd be curious. See, I got me and Mike now,
look
too.
At, so look at Jerry.
Damn producer Jerry. Professionals around here.
I like it.
Talk a little more, like, about just the philosophy of getting started and how you did it. Like, that's very clever. Well, you're a subcontractor, but your contractor actually owns the equipment. Like, that's like a creative solution for launching your business with limited capital, you know, like just stuff like that. Like, and you talk about working with your wife and she's helping, you know, all that kind of stuff.
So my wife, she's definitely helped out a ton, just so I can have my undivided attention to the field, because not only the field area, there's also a ton of paperwork at the end of each day as well. You know, I mean, we turn in weekly invoices, and for every day that we work, I'll turn in a timesheet to her. That way she'll have pretty much a script to write out, to fill out our weekly invoices, because even on the invoices, we have to give in a daily description of what was completed on that day. And so she really, really helps out with that, and she's also a lot more computer savvy than I am. And so that definitely helps.
Yeah.
But not only that, you know, there's also, you know, the tax stuff that you got to fill out and get turned in, and insurance is a big key factor. I mean, there's a lot that goes in behind the scenes that it's not even seen. That if it wasn't for her, there's no way in hell I could be able to keep up with all of that. And be able to keep up with my guys or pick up the slack where I am, where I am lacking, you know, from having the right guys in the right positions.
Absolutely.